B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
First and foremost, Meredith, we have to hear about your appointment. I know you had a big one, and the due date is
right around
imminent.
Yes,
imminent.
I know. It's countdown city right now. So I just came back from my visit with my doctor's office, and it was my last ultrasound visit. So the baby is 6 pounds, 6 ounces right now, and she shockingly enough told me that they're moving up my due date. So
oh, good.
If I don't get birth naturally within the next 2 weeks, then they're going to go ahead and induce me. She's like, go ahead and start sitting on that exercise ball, walking around, you know, having fun with your husband, whatever it is, to kind of get things going. And then I got really scared.
So. Oh, don't be scared. Don't be scared. It's going to be great. Because it's weird because you've done this before,
yes.
So your expectations are totally different. Like, you had no clue before.
No.
So now you know what to expect, so that always helps.
About 2 weeks.
But again, know that they tell you, oh, the first pregnancy is a good barometer for, but again, on
right.
the other hand, anything can happen.
Exactly. Yeah, but she did. She was like, listen, this is going to be much faster. She's like, make sure you get to the hospital on time. Yeah.
Then have you heard about Lobby Baby? Who was
yes,
it?
Yes, I
love that TGH. Story. Yes.
Security was like, we need to check you for corona. Let me catch this baby.
No, there's another one. I think it was Seth Meyers. I know which one you're talking about now, but there was one, Seth Meyers.
Show.
Yes.
Guys.
Yes.
Yeah. It was in it, like, on the staircase.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like that.
It happens.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so with that in mind, and again, real personal, but are they going to induce you with what way?
Yeah, they're going to induce me with, it starts with a P, propose.
Yeah, I think that's what I had. Why can't I think of it today? Okay.
Baby brain.
Yeah, totally.
So, that's what they're going to do at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to have me spend the night, obviously, in the hospital. And then when I wake up in the morning, I should start having contractions. And then that should start getting the ball kind of going.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, so I should have a baby hopefully June 1st. Or
fantastic.
June 2nd, depending on,
oh,
you know,
it'll be
how my
June
body
1st.
Will react.
It will be June 1st.
Yeah,
you're good.
So I was a little kind of caught off guard yesterday, you know, leaving the doctor's office. I was like, because I thought I had like 3 weeks. And so
I know.
It's like almost a month. No, it's like right around the corner. So, and then your husband can't leave the hospital once he's in there. So, or your significant other.
Uh-huh.
So once he's in there, he's in there. So I was like, you better pack some snacks in a bag and like all that.
Oh, right. Because that's what's different now. He's got to stay hunkered down with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he can't leave.
See,
no,
Doug was like a hunter-gatherer. He'd be like, okay, you good? I'm going to go get coffee, do
yes.
whatever he does just
Which
to get the heck
sense.
Out of there.
And plus,
yeah.
I want to sleep and I don't need you, you know,
yes.
there the entire time afterwards.
Yes. So, okay, so good size, six
yes.
pounds, 6'6". So
right.
she's moving and growing.
Moving up,
and
yeah.
Do you feel a lot of movement?
All the time.
Yeah,
constantly.
She's busy bee.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. Keeping me up, kicking me everywhere. Like, even if I have to go to the bathroom just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
like the tiniest little bit, she's like, oh, a pillow. She'll stop poking my bladder. I'm
right.
like, stop it.
Now
I really have to go.
So I'm having, we're such good friends.
Yes.
And so I'm having these weird feelings where, like, I'm super, super excited for you to experience all this great stuff.
Right.
And then also, because you're such great friends, I'm super excited, not really, but for you to, like, go through this other tough stuff, because
right.
we have to. It's unavoidable.
Yes.
And then we can talk more about it together.
And I want,
is that a weird feeling?
I'm a realistic person, so I want you to give it to me how you're dealing with
right.
it at the house. I want to know what it's like having two kids with two different schedules, totally different ages, and just the chaos. I want to know it all.
Okay, so what I'm dealing with right now that is negative, I'll tell you the bad stuff first and
cool.
then the good stuff. So this is the weird thing. Don't you think of as this comparing the sexes, aren't we the ones that hold grudges more, wouldn't you say?
Maybe, yeah.
We maybe hold things onto things longer?
For sure.
Why is it that we don't remember any of the bad stuff about the previous childbirth.
We
romanticize
we
it. Yes.
Yeah.
We romanticize it to such the nth degree. The reason I'm bringing that up is because I have been having a new phase. What's the word? The
postpartum.
Postpartum. Yes. Can't even think of that. New phase of that. So hypochondriac to the... Okay. So what I've been experiencing lately is all this tingliness, and then I turn into a hypochondriac. Okay, I couldn't find anything online that explained this, and I finally did, and I felt so much better, and all of a sudden it hit me. First of all, there's so little research done on women's hormones.
Oh my
if
God.
Guys went through this stuff, they would know it front and back, and there would be a cure for all
of it.
Right?
Or at least we would have identified what's going on.
And we would talk about it very freely and openly. And I talk to people around here probably too much about it, but it's a thing. And any guy around here who is married and has kids knows this.
Yes.
Okay. So what it is, after you're done breastfeeding, and as I'm reading this, and you really have to go in a deep dive to find it, then it comes back to you from the last time. When you're done breastfeeding, the oxytocin goes away.
Right.
And there's another feel-good hormone that you produce a ton of when you're breastfeeding. Those hormones, it's not progesterone or estrogen, it's something else. Those hormones make you produce milk. Maybe it's prolactin. And they also calm you down.
Mm-hmm. Make you chill. So you can, because there's a lot going on. Your household's very hectic. Newborn baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as you ramp back up to having your regular, that's why they say, oh, you're hormonal. Yes, you are. Your regular, new normal, old normal, whatever that
things are up
thing,
and down constantly.
Yes. The progesterone, estrogen stuff that you're dealing with anyways, as that's coming back and trying to regulate, you've lost all these feel-good breastfeeding hormones that make you chill.
Right.
So that is why the OCD has cropped up in my life of Googling things and the anxiety. And furthermore, your nervous system is taxed.
Yes.
I know people that are going through this stuff right now with the coronavirus and the pandemic.
Right.
And they're feeling you know, they're having stomach problems, heart problems, all this stuff.
Breathing.
Yes. And it's the stress response of your body. So your nervous system is taxed. And then also your hips are all out of whack. Mm-hmm. Your spine is out of whack.
Yeah, your body's still healing. It takes a year for your body to heal. And honestly, sometimes I feel like it's longer than just
yes.
a year.
Uh-huh. Yes. So I've been having about 2 weeks of this total hypochondria. I'm dying. What's wrong with this tingliness? And then it wasn't until a couple days ago I sort of connected the dots
on this. You realized that it was because of that.
Yes.
So
and you,
how long did
you need someone to shake
for?
You and tell you this. I really cut it short this time, 3.5 months.
That's how much I did last time. It was 4 months. And
yes.
I was actually proud of myself. I was
it's amazing.
Proud that I even got that far because it was so incredibly painful. One of the worst parts of actually giving birth was dealing with that and feeling like a cow every single day.
Good news for you. It's not painful second time around.
It's not?
It's not painful.
What?
I forgot to tell you that.
Okay.
That's really positive.
I'm very sensitive in that area, so I'm assuming that I'm going to have difficulty again. But because I know that, 4 months is my goal. But if it's shorter than that, at least, you know, I did what I could. Because you beat yourself up.
Yes, you
for
do.
For not making it last longer. But I'm so happy you're talking about this, too, because you do forget all the things and the weaning off and the bumps and the bruises that happen and that grow because of that and how painful it truly is.
I know. And so you will experience, you know, obviously some pain with childbirth, but it won't be as painful, I promise you. And
or as long.
And the breastfeeding will not be as bad. The other thing, and then if you just keep telling yourself, and the nice thing is I'm right down the hall.
Yeah.
So when you feel certain ways, just come in here and I'll be like, you're not abnormal. Yeah. Nothing's happening
you're
to you.
You're not crazy.
You're just right. This is these are the hormonal changes that you're going through right now. And I just feel, I say it all the time, more research needs to be done to understand this stuff and to offer support. It's one thing to say, as doctors and nurses, we support you and we don't want you to be, you know, have these bad emotions afterwards. And here's the checklist.
Feel
and you
alone.
Don't want to harm yourself, right? And you don't want to harm your baby, right? But it's a lot deeper than that. I'm not going to harm my baby.
Yeah.
I'm not going to harm myself. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like a lunatic.
Yeah.
And it's not fun.
And it's a lot to handle, too, because you're trying to identify what's going on with yourself. And then you're also giving yourself to the two children that you have. And you're trying to be a wife at the same time and try to be a good employee. And it's just you're trying to make everything kind of equal and even, and something's going to fall by the wayside. And usually it's our health. Especially after giving birth. What happened to me after giving birth to my daughter, Aubrey, was that it was fine because it's natural. But also I definitely noticed a shift and change in attention. All the attention is on the baby, as it should be, because, you know, they're fresh and new. But also a lack of attention on me and healing and all the changes in the body and everything like that. And every once in a while I'll get a question and the doctor does check up on you. But it's just there's just such an identification with the newborn child and such a lack thereof with what the mom is going through, at least what I personally experienced. So hopefully this time there'll be a little bit more attention on, okay, well, maybe you should get a couple more hours of sleep. Maybe, you know, I can help doing the feeding in the middle of the night or this and that.
I think that's what the point I've come to right now is. I'm like, Roxanne, just take the best care of yourself. Eat the best you can. Get the best sleep you can. That's easier said than done.
Yeah.
And don't be hard on yourself. And then assess how you're feeling.
Yeah.
In other words, if you can check the box, I'm taking care of myself, mm-hmm. then maybe those things will go away.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, but let me tell you about the good stuff. So in the pandemic, you know, when you can't have your kids interact with other kids, my daughter hasn't been around other kids except for her baby sister for a while. Just took her to hang out with her cousins. She was so happy.
Isn't it such a stress reliever? And you look at all the kids hanging out and
yes.
you're like, oh my God, I cannot believe we did this for this long, which obviously was necessary, but mm-hmm. you also feel so guilty at the same time. And also, you feel relieved.
Yes.
And you just can't believe that it actually is happening, that we live in this world. But to see my daughter go through the same thing and hanging out with other kids, and I was like,
I
feel so bad.
It's a relief.
I feel so bad that you had to go through this. And I actually was looking through my own eyes and lack thereof through my daughter's mm-hmm. eyes. Like, she was missing out on school, her friends, any kind of interactions, neighbors and stuff like that. But now she's super happy and life is semi-normal for her.
Good.
So it's good. And I'm sure your daughter, watching that happen, you're like, whoo, how great.
And they're so resilient. And especially our kids' age, they don't really know what's going on entirely. But still, like, when she reunited with Ella, you realize how important it is for them to learn by being around another person close to their age.
For
so
sure.
Your daughters will have that. It will be beautiful. They're going to be best friends. They're going to want to kill each other at times because I have a sister. And I'm sure she feels that way about me. And so you will have this beautiful relationship. It's going to start from the get-go.
Yeah.
There are going to be times where you're going to have that jealousy.
Of course.
Especially from
and
Aubrey.
Sharing when you have a sister? She just takes your clothes. You know?
Right. Right. Exactly. But yeah. But your new baby will stare at Aubrey. And then when she starts to do that, oh my gosh, you got a couple months on that because you're blobby at first. But when she starts to really be, because Aubrey's going to excite her mm-hmm. in a weird way more than you guys do.
Right.
I mean, she's going to want mama be comforted. But my Daviana can't take her eyes off her big sister. So that's the amazing stuff you have to look forward to. And you will never I know you guys were wanting a bigger family, but you'll have days where you'll be like, oh, this is so tough.
Why did I do this?
Never in your heart will you doubt why you did it.
Right.
You know, so.
I do have one question for
you. Please.
A little off topic.
Mm-hmm.
How did you handle maternity leave? Because I'm about to go on mine.
Yes.
Everything is approved. And a little bit of guilt.
Mm-hmm. At work, about work.
For sure.
Especially with things going on now.
Girl. And you put so much time and effort into your career.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this is such a thing that I don't really feel like is talked about.
Yes, totally.
And a lot of people feel like it's just a vacation. But when you have time off with your family,
uh-huh.
you just give birth to a baby. There's no vacation.
It's not
whatsoever.
A vacation.
It's like 2 hours of sleep. And
it's not fun.
Crazy night feedings.
Yeah.
No, it's not relaxing whatsoever. But I also feel guilty leaving my work family.
Right.
And should I come back sooner? Can I come back sooner? And it's just like this back and forth issue.
No, I would say, quite frankly, I came back too soon.
Mm-hmm.
I came back and I think it was even less time than last time. Last time it took a full 8 to 9 weeks, and this time it was less than 8 weeks.
Yeah.
It was over the holidays. I obviously, I've talked about it before, the extra hospital stay.
Yeah.
I came back too soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad at myself for that. I should have spent more time with my child. However, everything is meant to be.
Right.
And if I hadn't come back when I did, I wouldn't have my nanny who I have now because...
Right.
Coronavirus would have started, and then I would have been scared.
Things worked out just fine.
Things worked out. So whatever you do,
working
it's going
it.
To work out. You're going to work through it.
Yeah.
But if every extra week, every day, mm-hmm. every extra day counts.
Yes. Yeah.
So I would put in as much as you feel comfortable with.
Right.
Rather
Which is
than
what I did.
Yes.
But with last time, I felt
I know
like
you were short last time.
I was short last time, and I had a really hard time transitioning mentally.
Right.
I did it. I look mm-hmm. back on it. And I'm like, okay, we worked through it. Everything is fine, just like you said. But yeah, it was very, very difficult, especially with the breastfeeding back and forth and the pumping at work, which I'm sure you dealt with. And it was
terrible.
Just so
Doesn't
weird.
Work.
It's so awkward. But anyway, so I'm about to take the same amount of time off, and
mm-hmm.
so I'm. I'm trying to prepare myself as best as I can for the S show that's about to happen when I transition back into work.
Yes.
That's probably when I will step in here and be like, Roxanne, I need to talk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I was really scared as all of a sudden when I realized, oh my gosh, you've got 1 week to go. I was really scared. Just like you have, I have a strong family with my morning show. You have a strong family with your morning show. They are going to support you.
Yes.
But the pressure you're going to put on yourself, the worry and my newborn's at home, blah, blah, blah. At least you've done it before. So that's a good thing.
Right.
And you know, you can do it.
Right.
But I feel like that week before you go back was like a Sunday night, how we feel on Sunday night, how we're just anxious to get, like, not anxious in a good
can't
way.
Sleep
just
that much.
Get, right. So you, the little bit of advice I would say, don't expect anything of yourself except to nurse that baby and take care of that baby and take care of yourself. Don't have a to-do list.
Okay.
Don't say, I want to do stuff around the house. Don't say, I want to organize or clean or anything like that.
Take advantage of that little time that you have left.
No, yes. And all you are supposed to do during maternity leave is feed your baby and take care of yourself and your baby.
Right.
Even with your even with Aubrey, that's going to be tough. Carve out alone time for her too, but it's still going to be tough, and the baby should be your focus, and you should be your focus in that order. And when you come back, I would say just again, do what you can to ease back in. Mm-hmm. I tried to ease back
in
certain.
I know that's how I am too.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Okay, we'll say you try to ease in, but then we both jump.
That's what happened. I told myself I was going to ease.
Yeah, and then boom.
And I jumped.
Yeah, and then you take in this and no, I know it's a lot. It's a lot. And ultimately, you know, you blame yourself because we do work with a lot of great people. But then ultimately, you feel selfish if you don't do that because you left.
I know.
But nobody else left.
I know.
But you left. So it's kind of like a back and forth struggle internally for me.
You're great at doing stuff on social media. I didn't even go on social media when I was on my leave because it just was, I didn't feel good about myself. I didn't, you know, I just didn't have time for it.
I totally get that.
Yeah. And so then, but you enjoy so much, probably even more than I do. Like
I try to put myself out there just to have a connection with our listeners. But I mean, with this last month, I haven't been doing it as much just because I haven't been feeling as attractive. I haven't been feeling as good about myself.
And you look phenomenal, but that's just in your head. So,
right.
Yeah.
But if I don't feel
and you're
it,
not yourself.
I'm not exactly. I'm not going to go ahead and try to pretend that everything is great.
Right. So I would treat, as far as thinking about the work you have to do while you're gone, which technically, you know, they knock us out of our, what do you call it? Email, they log us out of our web stuff, which is important. That's how you follow the law. But at the same time, these are our friends. So if you want to call them and talk to them on air about how you're doing, do it as like, would you call your friends and do that? Do you want to hear from
a checkup?
Yeah, a checkup. Yeah. That's good. But don't
force it.
Don't do anything you don't have to.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good to remember. And you know, you're so great not only to talk to, but you've been through this right before me, so I know if I have somebody I could really lean on during this time, I can always call you or pop in here because a lot of women don't.
Yes,
they only have the internet, you know, these mommy blogs or Facebook groups or something like that. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. You did it for me the first go round for sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.